KSDP 830 AM, Sandpoint, Alaska, and K201 DA 88.1 FM, King Cove.
Funding for KSDP is made possible in part by the King Cove Corporation, operating the Fleets, Inn Hotel, the Heart Lakes Apartments, and the Last Hook Off Tavern. The King Cove Corporation is a proud sponsor of KSDP.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Trump ordered his advisors to show Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and his delegation the door after their meeting in the Oval Office devolved into a bitter exchange in front of the media. Anger boiled over when Vice President J.D. Vance jumped in with pointed criticism of diplomacy under the Biden administration. Zelensky pushed back with warnings about the impact the U.S. is at risk of experiencing if Trump takes Russian President Vladimir Putin at his word that the attacks on Ukraine will end. Trump shot back that Zelensky is in no position to tell him how he'll feel.
You've allowed yourself to be in a very bad position, and he happens to be right about it.
From the very beginning of the war,
you're not in a good position. You don't have the cards right now. With us, you start having
cards.
Right now, you don't have your playing cards. You're playing cards. You're gambling with the lives of millions of people. You're gambling with World War III. You're gambling with World War III.
Both leaders ended the meeting early without signing a minerals deal as previously planned. Trump and Vance also noted that Zelensky had not thanked the U.S. for its support in the meeting, though Zelensky has repeatedly thanked the U.S. for its support with appeals for more aid in its fight against Russian aggression. Support for Ukraine was front and center during far friendlier meetings in public when the leaders of France and Britain visited the White House this week. The U.K. was expected to host a summit of European leaders Sunday on Ukraine. Attorney General Pam Bondi is promising to release more records related to Jeffrey Epstein after Thursday's document dump was criticized by prominent Republicans. NPR's Rachel Treisman has details.
Bondi released 200 pages of documents related to Epstein, a convicted sex offender who died in federal custody in 2019, awaiting trial on charges of sex trafficking. Many of the files were heavily redacted and already in the public domain, disappointing right-wing figures who had been hoping for a bombshell. Bondi is now accusing the FBI of withholding thousands of pages of documents about Epstein from her office. She tasked FBI Director Kash Patel with delivering them and investigating what happened. Patel has said that, quote, if records have been hidden, we will uncover them. Rachel Treisman, NPR News.
Concerns continue to mount over a measles outbreak after medical officials in Washington state publicly confirmed a new case yesterday. Kentucky and New Jersey have also reported new cases. None of the cases linked, though, to the outbreak in West Texas, where an unvaccinated child died. The case was the first measles death in the U.S. since 2015. Turning to the Wall Street numbers, the Dow closes up more than 600 points or more than 1%, ending the day at 43,000. It's NPR News. The Muslim holy month of Ramadan begins tonight. In Gaza, many Palestinians are trying to put together what little they have to prepare for festivities and mark the holiday. And in Israel, security officials have been preparing in a different way. Here's NPR's Kat Lonsdorf.
33-year-old Khalid Abu Sultan sits in the rubble of his destroyed family home in Jabalia in northern Gaza. He has just been to the nearby market, asking the price of every item, trying to figure out what he can afford. Ramadan usually brings joy and delight, but this year it'll be bleak, he tells NPR's producer in Gaza, Anas Baba. Meanwhile, Israel announced that security preparations for Ramadan have been completed, including reinforcements of border and district police in various locations. Specifically, police will be focused on the Old City of Jerusalem, home to many holy sites, including the Al-Aqsa Mosque, where Israel says it will implement, quote, safety restrictions throughout the holy month. Kat Lonsdorf, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
Skype is shutting down after 20 years of connecting callers through the internet. Today, Microsoft announced it's shifting its focus to Teams, which it has integrated with other Office apps to appeal to more corporate users, once a key base for Skype. Microsoft outbid Google and Facebook to acquire Skype in 2011 for $8.5 billion. The Associated Press reports that at the time, the service had roughly 150 million monthly users. In recent years, that number had fallen to about 23 million. Microsoft says Skype's final call will be May 5th. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the Cy Sims Foundation, partnering with organizations and people since 1985, working for a better and more just future for all. More information is available at cysimsfoundation.org.
Oh, you're gonna take me home tonight. Oh, down beside that red firelight. Oh, you're gonna let it all hang out. Fat bottom girls, you make the rockin' world go round.
Yeah. I like that blank airspace. Isn't it wonderful? Just that moment of peace, solitude, a time to pray. Depeche Mode's next with Everything Counts. After that, Oingo Boingo with When the Lights Go Out. That's kind of like when the sound goes out, huh? That peaceful feeling. Anyway, after that, we have the Police with Shadows in the Rain.
Everybody runs to the same place when the lights go out. when the blood is afraid, baby, 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 when the lights go out, and the blood starts to play, starts to play. Monsters and men, all come alive, and the dead start walking. There's no place to hide, there's no place to hide, there's no place to hide. Start to shout. People huddle together, try to hide the fear. People party down, but they ain't going nowhere. They ain't going nowhere. Gonna run outside. What's there to see? Just one big shadow there to comfort me. There to comfort me. There to comfort me.
Yeah, the Police coming up next with Shadows in the Rain, and then Magnetic with Earth, Wind, and Fire, that is, and then Talking Heads with Born Under Punches.
Don't know exactly where, yeah. people just about missed it.
Listening to 8:30 a.m. KSDP in Sandpoint, Alaska.
You are listening to KSDP Radio, 8:30 a.m. Sandpoint, 88.1 FM on translator K21DA, King Cove, Alaska.
Wow, two in a row? That must be a computer malfunction. It wasn't me. I programmed the music. That just gets in my way. Let's start out now with the Moody Blues with Your Wildest Dreams, and then Sheena Easton with a glorious piece, Almost Over You, and then Millie Vanilla, that's Millie Vanilli, Baby Don't Forget My Number.
Baby,
Come back around after pain.
Up next and taking us to the top of the hour, we have OMD with Goddess of Love, and then Cyndi Lauper with The Goonies Are Good Enough, and there might be time for Rupert Holmes' Answering Machine.
When last I saw Cindy, things were going from bad to worse. Why, her mom and pop gas shop was being forced to close. No more veggie burgers, no more free cookies with gas, no more nothing. Them cheating creditors were about to force them out with eviction papers.
I'm gonna miss the smell of what I've been baking all this year.
Based on what you cooked last night, Katrina, that's the least of our worries.
All right, Pop, I'm leaving.
Oh, great-great-grandfather, Captain One-Eyed Peg-Leg, booze-guzzling, mean Lou Albano. If I knew of your secrets, I could take of these riches and pay off our creditors.
I can't take it. What do we want this place for anyway? There's too much traffic, there's too much pollution. I can't take it.
Easy. What do you want? This place is a gas station.
That's right.
Oh, wonderful. Some filthy rich customers.
Oh, no! Lovely peasants! Nice to see Mr. Blasty! Nice to see the peasants!
Ours! Belongs to us!
You got hit with an ugly stick!
This is ours!
Listen, lady, this is my property. Now, get out of here, you lazy American! Bomb, Iran, number one! The Sheik, number one!
Why don't you pay him? Yeah. Why don't you pay him?
Have some cookies.
They're free every time you have gas.
What was that, Freddy?
I don't know. It wasn't me. Surat!
It wasn't me. I didn't do anything. Out of respect. I didn't do anything.
You're a liar.
Out of time, out of respect.
What are you holding your nose for?
Cookies. Now, why don't you take your face back inside there and make a suitcase? Bye-bye.
You can't talk to her like that!
Thank you.
Well, the first thing you should...
to talk to me before you're through. And I said, baby, let's go get married. I need to know your mind. I am hanging on, I am hanging on, I am hanging on this line. And if I can leave one message before you go to bed, I would say to you, and the phone went dead. So I stepped to buy some dog food for the cat. Of course she called about 3 minutes after that. Would she be my wife and share my life? Well, of course she can write the plot. 'Cause she called me up and this is the answer she got. I'm so sorry, you have just reached my answering machine. I'm not present, I'm sure you know this whole routine. Leave your name and number, and I'll try to get back to you. You have 30 seconds to talk to me before you're through. He said,
baby, I got your message. Why I'm answering your call. I have thought it out, I have thought it out, and I think that all in all, if you ask if we can marry for all time, then my answer is,
and the phone went, I'm so sorry, you have just reached my answering machine. I'm not in the present, I'm sure you know this whole routine. I'm so sorry, you have just reached my